Hello, everybody. This is the 39-minute podcast with your host, Abby and David. Right? Both of us?
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought. All right. 39-minute podcast is lessons and teaching stories from our lives as married business owners and parents of three. We tend to talk about kettlebells, alternative medicine, fat loss, and fitness over 40. But we might also ramble about our relationship, which way the toilet paper should be loaded, and other useless events from our lives. We'll try to make your drive, walk, or workout more interesting. And today, we're going down the route of time, right? Time.
Time.
Because it's about to be a time change. And it's also a time of year where people start feeling like they have more time. And time also happens to be one of the biggest top three excuses people have. So it is a big topic for our clients, we find, and one that often needs a little sussing out and a little help. So we're going to try and help you if time is a challenge.
I just keep thinking about old
Pink
school.
Floyd?
No.
No.
No, it's like Bed Bath and Beyond, a little Home Depot. I don't know if there's gonna be enough time, you
No, I
know.
don't
You don't remember
remember
that part
that.
when
I
he's
love
like
that
running and it's Will Ferrell, they run in
movie.
at the party, their first like frat party
Yeah.
when they're
Tank the
Hank the Tank. And
Tank.
Frank the Tank. And
Frank the Tank. Sorry, Hank the Tank is our
anyway,
dog.
regardless, if you don't get it, then whatever, you didn't watch enough crappy movies.
I've seen it 30 times.
Well, clearly you haven't watched that part. Yeah, time. So how are you feeling these days with spring coming?
Me?
Yeah,
Oh,
you're the only person in the room.
I thought you were
Except the
asking the
dog.
listener. The dog is at
Yeah,
our feet.
the dog is here.
Yeah, no, I feel good. I am somebody who I'm one of those weird people who love winter with a passion. I really like winter. I like hiking and being out in the cold, and I like my fireplace, which I keep going all the time, which you know well. But man, late winter starts to get like, okay, I'm done. Bye-bye. And that's where we are. Because it's
Yeah.
what, early March, and today is the first really comfy warm day. Like almost t-shirt, but really probably long sleeve shirt, and almost that. Yeah, there's like a warm
Yeah,
air out
like
there.
Quinn is wearing like a
And
sleeveless dress naturally because it's above 50, so she thinks it's summer.
when she keeps saying the word hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, so when it's 35 degrees warmer and humid, what's that?
Yeah.
I don't, if you
That's like
call
a
this
different
hot,
category.
like you're chilly in the shade right now. If this is hot, you're in trouble. So she's a little
Yeah.
bit more like me, where the hot weather does not feel too good to her. So, yeah.
Yeah. I too. I this year especially, I don't know. I think it's just like being like, cooped up indoors more than usual and not seeing a lot of people this winter, but I am
You didn't? Why not?
I just didn't really feel like getting together with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
Yeah.
weird. It just, I am definitely feeling the inner bubblings of really happy that it's spring or
Yeah.
it's beginning. And our daffodils have busted through the ground. I saw those yesterday. I was like super happy.
Yeah.
So,
There's definitely buds on the trees. It's that
yeah.
time where it's like all really brown, but it's about to flip. It's exciting. So
Yeah.
we hear a lot of people right now talking about how they feel like there's more time. And it's kind of funny. I mean, it's just 'cause like there's more sunlight, but I think, are there still going to be 24 hours in a day next week,
Well,
or do we go to
so
26?
now we're gonna magically start to have like 32.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So more time.
More
It's a weird
time.
concept.
Yeah, we're gonna get all like,
Philosophical and
philosophical.
whatnot.
Another movie reference. But yeah, no, time is, it's funny because people go, oh, I'm so excited the days are getting longer. And really all that means is that it's, sunlight is later, but if you are up early morning, then you notice that it doesn't get light till later, which makes our mornings longer. So depending on how you look at it, maybe some of you are not so happy about the time change, but a lot of
Right.
people are.
I'm not happy about next week when I wake up at 4 o'clock on Wednesday morning. It's gonna
Yeah.
actually be 3 o'clock clock in a clock. 3 o'clock in my body, which I'm not anticipating that feeling too good because
No, it's always a hard adjustment.
4 o'clock doesn't feel too good. So
No.
I don't mind going to bed earlier because frankly, making it to 10 is hard enough for me as it is. But yeah, so look, when we start talking about some stuff today, you might feel everybody's got to be careful with this stuff. When we talk about issues like excuses, time, things like that, you gotta watch feeling like we are picking on you or making an example of you or whatever, because we bring up the ripe stuff that you're gonna deal with, because that's where we gotta work. So this is not about feeling bad about any of this. This is about identifying where you can grow. So,
and it feels like we're talking to you, then great. Then, you know, perhaps you can learn something from this, because during the course of this podcast, like, I will admit things that I've learned about myself over the years. So just be open and, you know, have it be a learning opportunity and a growing opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing. The one thing about time, the crazy thing about time, is I could pretty much say the most successful clients we have, most, like more than 50% of them, are the clients who are just like, they're just so clean about having time for fitness. They are systematic. It's in their schedule. They don't negotiate with it. It's very rare that they miss out, and so they get results. And you could get discouraged by that and be like, well, that's not me, and that's why I fail. Well, so look, I can guarantee you they weren't all like that all their entire lives. There, at some point, some of them are. I mean, like, I'll bet you Janet's been boom, boom, boom. Like,
yeah.
Like, Paula's probably like, we have some clients who are just very left brain, very routine, very, you know, very structured, very comfortable saying, I'm doing this, I'm not doing that, don't, you know, I'm not messing with it. But there's are also certainly clients who have struggled with it in the past, who have somehow clicked and figured out how to make that change. And I haven't really had that trouble with time, but I've had that trouble with nutrition. Where I thought at times in my life, man, I'm never going to be able to rein in nutrition because I just like food. And so controlling my eating is hard. And honestly, I've grown in the last decade to where it's not very complicated for me to be on point with nutrition. So change is possible, or we wouldn't waste our breath talking about it. So yeah. Don't just think, well, I'm not a structured person. Well, look, that's...
You are talking to two of the most unstructured people.
Yeah.
Under the sun.
Yeah, we're never gonna win awards for being structured, Abby and I. That's why we have Drew, because we are a disaster. Dumpster fire?
We are pretty much, if you want to talk about structure,
don't ask us about it.
Do not ask us about our own personal lives.
Fly by the seat of our pants.
People. We have a lot of routines within our routines, and like we make it work, obviously, but like homeschooling an 8-year-old is a freaking joke because we are so unstructured. Anyway, that's just, you know, every day is different for us. We have no routine. Yeah.
In fact, right before this, it was our 8-year-old or our young one who's technically homeschooling, asking us what she can do with herself, and it's 1 o'clock on a on a Tuesday, and we were like,
no, no.
School maybe. You know, mommy and I are trying to do work, and your siblings are in school now, online, but whatever, you know, school nonetheless. So yeah, we're not terribly structured people. So look,
yeah, we get it.
If there weren't room for growth, then we wouldn't waste our breath, but there is. I mean, we have clients who make these changes, so we're gonna talk about it. We're going to talk about it. So
we are going to talk about
let's go into some of the important messages. And number one, I think, is the pivotal one. There's never going to be any more time. And you can't be a victim to that concept. There's not going to be,
no one's going to hand you time as a present, right? Unless they're like coming to take over all of your duties in your life for a week and send you to a, you know, island where you can do nothing for a week. That's really the only way in which we get time, and that's just, you know, that's reality. So there is no more time or less time. I remember this is honestly, if you want to talk about like total mom, dad, male, female, whatever you want to call it, the differences between men and women.
Dynamics. Shower.
Men, dads, fathers, I don't know. I can only speak to the man in my life who's a father. They somehow find time to do things that they want to do. I'm not going to lie. It's nothing against dads. They do a lot. Like, many dads do a lot.
She's trying to say we're selfish.
It's not selfish in a negative way, but it's a, they want to do something, they do it. You want to go golfing, you do. You want to, you know, work out, you do. And it's not like women can't, but I know for myself, I feel like especially, I don't even say especially this year, since I've been a mom for 16 years, I have held more of the emotional responsibility of the kids, the house, life that goes on. And I'm not just, and David is a very involved parent. He does cooking, he does cleaning, he does kid shuffling, he coaches baseball, like he gives a lot. And there's still this sort of, I don't know, genetic difference between men and women. It's just that I've seen. And I think a lot of our clients can relate to that.
So how do you, so how do women work to not be a victim?
So when the kids were younger, and I wrote an email to the people in our, my nutrition group about this. You know, when I was younger, I was a victim to time. I took on all the responsibility of, you know, shuffling the kids and the feeding and the whatever. And I had to fight to take a shower, right? I had to fight to get a workout in. I had to really, really carve the time. And I would get to the end of the day and be like, I really wanted to work out today and I didn't have time. And a lot of it was just circumstance, right? I'm not taking busy away from anybody. And looking back on it, because now I have a little bit more perspective, a lot of it is choice. A lot of it is how I structure my time. I'm not a great time manager because I am completely unstructured. And a lot of it is just voicing or asking for help or saying, hey, David, you're going to make dinner because I'm going to go work out, which you would have always, I'm just throwing that as an example. I'm not saying that ever did or didn't happen, but those are just kinds of things. So now I feel like I am a bit more honest with myself when I chose to do something else with my time other than the thing I wanted to do. So like last weekend, I got up on a Saturday morning, really wanted to work out, was in the middle of a book, sat down to read. All of a sudden, kids started coming, started doing stuff, making breakfast, had to drive my daughter somewhere. Like the day just got away from me and I got to the end of the day and I didn't work out. And, you know, in my earlier years, I would have said I didn't have time because I was, my whole day was busy. But the reality is I chose to sit down and read for an hour rather than working out. That's the reality. That was really long. Sorry.
Yeah, no. And it goes into one of the other messages. So I have sort of five bullet points here we're going to cover, and you actually covered aspects from other ones. So one of them, I'm just going to jump to it, is this is the question you got to ask yourself. Is when you say you don't have time, are you coming from a place of excuse making, or is it something that truly needs troubleshooting? And here's the difference. That could literally apply to every one of you with every situation where you talk about time. And all the difference is attitude. Okay, I can tell you as a coach, I cannot and will not help somebody who's just in excuse world because I ain't going to try harder than you.
Oh my God, how many people have you sat down with and they've been like, here's my problem, and you're like, oh, we'll do this, and they're like, well, I can't do that, and you're like, oh, we'll try this, and I can't do that, and oh, we'll try this, and then you get to the point where you're like, do you actually want to help, want change,
I would rather repaint my living room than listen to somebody I
hate painting. The wrong color?
The wrong color, and that was a story. I then listen to somebody who tells me to solve a problem, I solve it, and then they have excuses. It's and because the reality is, I'm a coach, I'm not doing it for you.
Don't have a magic wand.
I don't have a magic wand, and I'm damn sure not going to drain myself to fix something you're not going to. So that's excuse world. The flip side is troubleshooting, and this is where most of our good clients, this is where they live. And they come in with an open mind and an open heart, and they're actually trying to work to a solution. How is troubleshooting different than excuse making? We all know it. Troubleshooting is a willingness to play a role in it. Mm-hmm. Troubleshooting is coming up with creative solutions, getting brutally honest, saying, here's what I want, here's what I'm willing to hack. You know, like having a willingness to play a role in that process. I'm not expecting every one of you to know exactly how to solve your problem, because sometimes, look, clients come to us and they cannot see the forest for the trees. They cannot see a solution to a time problem. And we're there to reflect some, hey, have you thought of this? And it's like, oh my God, that's so stupid and easy. Thank you. if we figured it out. I mean, there was a client last year who kept running into, when we were actually shut down, she kept running into scheduling problems where she was like, I can't make a live. I'm so sad. I'm so sorry. And then we were like, have you tried afternoon? Like, you're working, but you're done by that. Oh God, I never thought of that. I've always been a 9:30 person. And just literally just us being her sounding board, she was able to come up with a solution that wasn't even that complicated. She just hadn't thought of it. And so that's such a different flavor and such a different energy. And that's where having a coach comes into play, because a coach can step back. Look, I'm not emotionally attached to your goals the way you are. I'm not emotionally attached to your life the way you are. I can look at it and see the opportunities and the holes. But a troubleshooting person is willing to play a role in that. An excuse-making person just wants to have problems to talk about.
Right. An excuse-making person just is very attached to their story of lacking, right? They're a victim of their circumstance. They're not in the driver's seat. They're letting life happen to them. They have no say.
This is the way it is.
And sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Leaves no room for opening. So.
Right. Sometimes being open is getting real with yourself and saying, you're not doing your best. It's like we always say to our kids, we want you to do your best, right? It doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to get straight A's, but like as long as you put in effort. So sometimes it requires you looking on the inside and going, am I doing my best? Like, have I asked the people around me for help? You know, have I asked a friend to drive carpool? Have I, you know, we have a client, Courtney, who's a 9:30 client who, because of her work schedule had changed, and
oh,
she has a team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she's got a team that's international. And, you know, she was telling her boss that, like, she basically had a meeting with her boss, and she said, you know, I really miss going to the gym. And because of the scheduling and everything, I can't. And it's really important to me. And her boss goes, well, let's make that happen. You know, and all it took for her was having the conversation to help. So maybe it's talking to your partner. Maybe it's talking to your kids. Maybe, you know, you can sit down with your kids and say, you guys, mom needs to refocus on herself a little bit. So on Monday and Wednesday, Friday at 9:30, you guys are on your own and I'm going to get my workout in. Whatever the case is. But
and you just brought up one of the big reasons this can be uncomfortable to get honest is because it might mean having tough conversations.
Right.
And so,
and asking for support.
She probably was worried, like, my boss isn't going to go for, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't be on these work meetings. I need to make a workout. You know, like, that could have gone poorly. And frankly, she has a cool boss, apparently, because I could see a lot of bosses being like, you want a what during workout? Like, what? So, you know, but a lot of times when we confront our challenges, our excuses, whether it be around time or anything else, it means you might have to have a hard conversation with your partner, your boss, your kids, your whatever. And that's so... why do we avoid things? Because they're tough. So.
But what better time than springtime? Because springtime makes everybody excited and makes everybody, like, I don't know, just happier.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the spring season and why it's such a great time to make changes. We didn't go there in the beginning, but I think it's a really important thing. So from Chinese medicine, it's funny. Our culture has this idea of losing weight at New Year's. Energetically, from like a Chinese medical perspective, that's basically a shit terrible time to lose weight. Everything's low, energy is low, there's very little sunlight. We are supposed to be storing up energy, being with people, eating, like, yes, working out, but I don't know if it's the greatest time in the world energetically for people to put extra energy into cutting and increasing exercise. Unless you have none. Look, the only caveat is if you have no workout routine and you're 50 pounds overweight and you're stressed and you're this or that, yes, you need to add something. But for our clients who are already active, already making some changes, energetically, the middle of winter might not be the best time in the world, even though society says, hey, New Year's. But now, it's a great time to work. It's a great time to get serious about the fat loss side of it or getting stronger, like all those things, about pushing your body a little bit harder because... that's what the planet's doing. That's what the earth's doing. We're squirrels do it, birds do it, animals do it. Why do we think we can't act the same way? This is the time where the shoots on the trees are starting to bust out, and in a couple of weeks, we'll literally burst up and out. Like, that is the energy in your body in springtime, up and out. It is explosive. It moves quickly. It takes action. And that's the energy of the spring. And so this is an incredibly good time to create plans, hash out details. In some ways, assess what's important, figure out how to where to focus. Like, this is a great time for these kind of changes. So it's sort of a timely topic on time. Yeah. Anything else about the season?
Timely topic on time.
I know, it's corny. I didn't mean to. I apologize for that pun. I'm not a punny guy so much.
No, I think you nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nailed it.
I felt like I nailed it.
Gonna give myself that's all I have to say about that.
Is that
yeah. So in a lot of what we're saying is, you know, we talk a lot about goals, and we've talked about this in other podcasts, and we talk a lot about this with our clients. You know, your motivation for anything, whether it's making change in your life, whether it's saving money, whether it's, you know, starting a workout, whether it's, you know, keeping to your, you know, clean house regimen, whatever it is, whatever change you want to make, you need to have it matter to you. And it needs to be high priority. So if you are worried about your time, right, per se, it's all about it's all about prioritizing what you're trying to do, right? So help me out here.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going.
Prioritizing your desire for change, right? And it's also like figuring out what are the most important things that you're trying to get done in your day and in your life.
I think the problem here is that we aren't great at prioritizing the stuff we actually want, we actually value the most. Yeah. So a lot of times when we say, I don't have time, what we're saying is, I'm giving priority to something, things, to a bunch of things. They're happening haphazardly. They're happening because I'm letting life happen to me, and I'm not actively playing a role in that. Mm-hmm. And we're not humble enough to say that out loud, so it comes off as defensiveness, like, screw you, I don't have time, you don't understand.
Right.
It's a very hard thing to help a client through when they won't prioritize their fitness. And it's kind of like when a client won't work hard enough in class. I'll tell you, after 11 years of training, I find it very hard to walk up to a client who I love, who shows up, who does the work, who doesn't push very hard, for me to walk up and say, gee, you know what? Kind of think you're phoning it in. Like, how the hell do you have that conversation? This is not an easy conversation. It's also not an easy conversation to say, hey, I see you saying you struggle with time. I see no carry through when the plan is put in front of you. So what's the problem though? It's priority. It's when we haven't made something important to us enough to put it in our schedule and then make it happen, come hell or high water, make it a non-negotiable. It just means we literally haven't made it a priority yet. And you know, again, we can go back to, do you want to make an excuse out of that, or do you want to troubleshoot and work on it? And this is the tough stuff. This is the something.
Yeah.
This is the tough stuff of us all being coachable, is that sometimes it means getting tough with yourself. And but look,
it's in the same way people say, you know, have money as an issue, right? I don't have the money for that. I don't have the money for that. I don't have the money for that. Like, I guarantee you what we spend our money on is not going to be the same as what Joe Smith spends his money on, you know. And Joe Smith might think that things that we spend our money on is a waste of money, and vice versa. So it's not about the money that you have. For some people, yes, money is a very real construct and people don't have enough of it. But for a lot of us, it's really just about prioritizing on where you spend your money. Like, you know, the line at Starbucks is 50 cars long every single day.
Yeah,
right?
What do you estimate a person pays in a month who goes there and buys a $4 or $5 drink, right, on average?
Right.
Let's say 15, 20 times a week,
exactly,
a month,
yeah.
I mean.
If I was good at math, I could tell
it's
you.
It's a lot.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
But so for some people, that might be a very high priority, and they might say, I don't have the money to go to the gym. And for somebody else, they might say, I don't have the money to pay for all those Starbucks. You know, so it's really all just about where we prioritize and where we spend our time. Is like money. You know, it's, we all have to value it. We have as much as we have. And we can spend it how we choose.
Yeah. Time and money are the excuse everybody thinks they have, but most people have more than enough of what they do. I mean, it's funny with money. we live in a society where most adults own a car per, you know, a car per person. They have a couple flat screen TVs. They have Netflix, cable. Everybody's got a cell phone. They've got memberships to, you know, things they've never used before. But then the idea of investing in, you know, a fitness program like this. Oh my God, $200. Well, maybe they, or you get people who smoke. I mean, good God, how much do you, nobody smokes anymore. But, you know, yeah, Starbucks is a great example. Yeah. So time's the same way. We have an abundance of time. We use it somewhere. And that goes into number four that I was going to talk about, which is here's one of the real tasks. If you are a I don't have time person, it is time if you are ready to make fitness a priority, which I hope everybody is, because fitness, let me make a bold claim. If you want to be a healthy, high-functioning human being, fitness better be part of your priority list. If fitness, nutrition, quality life, you know, quality relationships and rest aren't part of your life, I'm going to go ahead and say you're not living your best life. I don't really know how fitness could not be part of everybody's priority list, because we are human beings and that needs to be.
And so, we're talking about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes.
3 days a week?
3 to 4 days a week. Yeah.
What do I say? 39-minute workout, 3 days a week. Yeah. That's 117 minutes a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have that, I'm guessing a lot of things are getting priority. So here's the piece. And if you're this person who is not the lockdown, boom, I make my classes, no big deal, no problem, then something has to get cut. Something's got to give. Okay, so is it, I know people who say they don't have time, who the second something goes up on Facebook, like, comment, like, boom, boom, boom. Okay, so your attention is on social media at all times. Social media is probably the biggest time suck in our modern world.
And, like, you can think, oh, but it's only a second. That's only a second. It's only a second. But all that focus going back and forth from things adds up.
I remember the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I honestly didn't read cover to cover. I read half of it. And, like, he talks about Q1, Q2, quadrants of what's actually important versus what's actually productive. And the reality is, the biggest stuff you should hack is the stuff that's low importance. It's urgent, but not important and not productive. So what is urgent, not important, not productive? Every little need your kids have, social media, answering emails that aren't urgent, that aren't important, checking your favorite show, like all those things, urgent, not important, okay? The things that are going to make a incredibly fulfilled life are things that are high value, high bang for their buck. Usually they aren't urgent, because look, fitness isn't urgent unless you come to us and say, I am in a health crisis. Okay, that's urgent. But most people come to this, they're like, I'm not happy. Okay, that's not urgent. It's not here and now. It's something we're going to work on over a couple months together. So
you're,
it's,
not in acute crisis.
You're not in an acute crisis. So it's important, but you have time to work on it, and it's of high value to your life. So that's where we should be putting our time into. So what is that? I just said it. Rest, relationships, health, anything else? I mean, physical health through nutrition and fitness. What else? I mean, hobbies, things that fulfill our heart, mm-hmm. right? Spiritual life. Everybody knows what actually matters to them. But the things that should get cut are usually not the things we're willing to cut. And like Abby said, social media, oh, well, I'm still at work. I'm still doing this. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're not being all that productive if you also have social media set to ding every time something happens. Because I actually am a human being who also does the same thing. When I'm trying to send emails or come up with creative ideas and I'm aware at the same time as social media, I am not being productive, which means the thing I'm trying to accomplish at work is taking three times longer.
Right.
That's where your time gets wasted. You don't see it. It's a minute here, it's a second here, it's a minute and a half there.
But if it means that you could finish your workday 30 minutes earlier so you could get that workout in, well, then it is important.
Yeah.
You know, so it does become of importance, all those little things.
So,
Yeah, and like I alluded to before, I said before, like asking for help, right? Like asking for help from the people around you. You know, can anybody around you lighten the load of any of your responsibilities? Like, I have been totally guilty through the years of trying to be superwoman, right? Like, yeah, I can do it all. And, you know, some days I don't want to do it all. So, you know, saying like, hey, David, can you cook on Wednesday night so I can, you know, I don't know,
well, do something like, I want to do. You asked me to stop treating clients on Tuesday afternoon
right.
because I can see them a different time right. and I need to be here to take Lib to the barn.
Right.
Because otherwise, you do double the driving today.
Right.
So I do the, yeah, so you just made the request.
Right.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, part of finding things to cut means cutting things off mom's plate, right? So mom gives everything. What happens to women? You're a woman, right?
Yes.
What happens to women when you do everything?
We have nothing. Well, a lot of things happen. Number one, we have nothing to give to our partner. Okay. Your relationship tends to be the first thing that suffers. You have no time for yourself. And then you start to resent everything and everyone around you. And then resenting, all of a sudden, you're the victim. And then you have doubled your work to get out of that mindset, right? You have become, as soon as the resentment sets in, you have become a victim to your circumstance.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
I didn't hear a very good list of things. So basically, when mom doesn't make any of herself a needs her priority and everything goes on her plate, nothing good happens.
Yeah.
Right? And look, I understand that if you talk to 1,000 people, you have 1,000 different realities. And maybe some of you are single moms. Maybe some of you, your husband travels. Like, I don't know your life circumstances. I'm not trying to talk to every situation. Most of us have times and places where we need to cut things off our plate and get and hand it to somebody else.
Yeah. And here's the deal. We talked about this in pre-podcast. We have a class at 5 a.m., right? They are a very loyal bunch, 4 to 5 of them. They come at 5 a.m. to work out because that is the time that they can come work out. Well, I've had people, many, many hundreds and hundreds of clients in the years past, when they have trouble getting to class and they're not morning folks, they go, I can't wake up that early. Just know that that is a choice. When we talked about earlier in this podcast about making priorities and making a choice, you make the choice on not to get up earlier. Maybe you value your sleep. Maybe sleep is more of a priority than working out, but just know if it comes down to sleep or working out and you have to choose one, make sure you know that you're choosing sleep, okay? If you're not choosing to get up early and work out. That is a choice. We are not here to judge your choice. We are here for you to get real with yourself. Know and own it. It is not because you don't have time. It is because you're choosing to sleep in over getting up and working out early. Okay? That's not everyone, but if that's you, own it. Okay?
So if you're sitting here going, I don't have time, I think it's probably time to start thinking about, do it in order. Is this a priority to me? Great. What's in the way? Okay. What can I cut? What can I delve out and give to somebody else? All right. And now how do I make reminders in my life or accountability or buddies so that I'm consistent? Like that's literally the order of things. Decide if it's a priority, cut things out of the way that get in the way, recruit help from other people so that you can make it happen, and then get there and make it happen. And here's one of the great books I read, because as Abby said, we are not structured people. I have trouble with being productive at times because I'm a little bit all over the place. It's not lack of effort, it's lack of structure and focus. A book that I found incredibly helpful on the subject is called Eat That Frog. And I can summarize it and give you a little tool here to be useful. So basically in the book, he said, I think he actually stole the phrase from another author, but he said, if the worst thing you do in the morning is eat a giant frog, everything else that day is easier. And the giant frog is basically that big important thing that really matters to you, but it's hard to make yourself do. So for those of you who find it hard to make food, healthy food, part of your life, or make fitness a part of your life, that frog is getting in the car with your gym equipment, gym gear on, and showing up to your workout 3 times a week. So if you want to make yourself structured with this, you've got to eat the frog. And you eat the biggest frog first, okay? So if getting to class is the hardest thing for you, you you literally have to make that your priority and then tackle it first. And you can't, this is why I think our morning clients have by and large been more consistent clients than our evening clients, because it's easier to knock something off before you have time to put other things in the way or make excuses. While it might be tough to get up at 4, 5, 6 in the morning and go run right to your workout, there's a lot less stuff that jumps up and gets in your way, or time for your mind to go, well, I need to do this instead. So yeah, that's some food for thought for you, I think. And just because you like working out at a certain time of day, yeah, I wouldn't assume that that's the right answer for you regardless. So
yeah. And this, and hopefully, like, through what we talked about, that nobody feels like they are singled out, or that they, if you are having a visceral response to this podcast going, well, I don't have enough time, then I urge you to put this in the back of your mind. And at some point when you're ready to make some changes, hopefully you'll remember this podcast and you will be able to restructure and reprioritize what's important to you.
Yeah, we're not always open to every lesson as it comes. I mean, yeah. Sometimes we have to, you know, we're not ready for it, but you hear it now and you can hear it again later. And look, if you feel singled out, it means it's a hot button issue for you. So that's good. We should have said that in the beginning.
I think maybe we kind of did. Yeah.
Because
I told you, I'm 100% there. I think 4 or 5 months ago, I was in this conversation of, when we were shut down for 3 months, we were crying to get a day off. Like, I would be like, need a day off. All we did was work out and do workouts online. Like, I'm like, my body needs a break. Well, then as soon as life started getting a little busier and a little busier again, back in the fall, I was going, shit, I'm letting too many days go by without getting a workout in. I don't have enough time. And I saw myself going down the barrel of that conversation. And it is a familiar conversation with me. Like I said, I am 100% have been there for years at a time. And I had to flip that switch and go, this is on me, right? This is on me to own. I need to own this. So,
well, that's a tough piece, is that nobody's going to come around and answer our questions for us. We do have to own those things and step up. I mean, coach, we can help you troubleshoot it, but yeah, look,
ultimately you got to reach out.
Yeah, ultimately you got to take that plunge and do it. And and it's not a one walk dog, as Diane Connolly used to say. It's you might have to learn this and relearn it 20 times till you're good at it. I mean,
like I said, I've been learning it for 16 years.
Absolutely. Now. I mean, the idea that we learn something once and it's over, or if we fail once it's over, is all bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's, hey, guess what? I'm learning lessons with my physical body and pain from old injuries, like, I don't know, every other week. Like, it's a pain in the ass slog sometimes, but that's the body I got. I got a body that has tweaks and, you know, things to deal with, and I keep learning those lessons. So lessons aren't one and done.
No, and they might change as your kids are in different phases of life, as your career is in different phases of life, as things change and matter to you. Maybe you got to be 40 or 50 and all of a sudden you realize, like, wow, I've let too many years go by and I'm ready to make some changes. Like, whatever it may be.
Yeah, we see that a lot. Yeah.
Kids or no kids, career or no career, like, whatever the case may be, we have different times of reflection in our lives that point to what do I want now, right? Like, where am I going now? So hopefully in this time of spring, you can, while you're out walking or working out or hiking or just being excited that there is blue skies and sunshine, hopefully you have some time to reflect about time and what that means to you and how you can better make time for things that are important to you.
Word. I don't feel like I did a great job of explaining Eat That Frog, but if you're somebody who needs more structure, I definitely recommend it. It's super straightforward, easy to follow, and gives you a lot of tools about how to get better at prioritizing. So,
yeah. I feel like you explained it.
Okay.
Basically saying, like, do the thing, do the thing that's going to make, you know, that is the most important to you, that's going to
and change. Don't sit on it and let it grow in your mind. Do it right away.
Right. Yeah. Like, okay. I pointed to about last weekend when I woke up and wanted to work out and I didn't do it right away.
Yeah.
Like,
This is the piece I worry with people who are, you know, everybody's, oh, COVID's come, online workouts are the only thing that's going to be, you know, that's going to be the new wave. And it's like, look, I believe that to a certain extent, and I have some clients who are thriving online, but I think most of us are always going to need community and connection. And there is something being in person with people can never replace by online, because one of the big keys to helping people go from not consistent to consistent is getting them to have connection with people who show up for class, and then not wanting to let them down, wanting to see them, anticipating that, you know, that friendship and accountability and through community is about as powerful as it gets to helping people. So make a bud, make a pact, hold each other to it. That's a big piece of fixing that time as a priority issue. So that's it for now. We are the 39 Minute Podcast. We are Abby and David. We're all those things.
Thanks for listening.
And we're out. Yeah.